Coming up at 7 o'clock, I almost did something I'm really ashamed of last night. And speaking of that thing, the baseball races are going to go down to the wire. So follow all the news on 92.3 The Fan and the free Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile so you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how online at T-Mobile.com/switch. 8 o'clock, we'll go around the AFC North with the great triumvirate from Baltimore, from Cincinnati, and from Pittsburgh. And who do we have this week on the around the AFC North? Well, we have Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. James Rapine, Locked On Bengals in Cincinnati. And Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. So make sure you set your alarms for 8 o'clock because it's going to get mean-spirited and nasty.
Always does.
Good. Glad. I don't want Pony to have any quarter. I don't want Brandon Ayuk to go to Pittsburgh, which I think is still something he's trying to espouse. So either way,
you don't say.
We'll find out coming up here later on today at 8 o'clock. 216-474-0092. Now, let me do this first before we get to whether or not we would make a move here.
Okay.
There's a rumor going around that technically I think I might have put into people's heads back in December. They played that game against the Bears in December last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they came back. Joe Flacco helped win that football game. Mark Cooper helped win that football game. Everybody went nuts. And we celebrated on Monday. And maybe in the last segment on Monday, it was such a strong thing that Lyman made me bring him back on Tuesday. I says, guys, as great as this is, and it was awesome, enjoy Joe Flacco while you have him. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6. But goodbye, everybody. Like, it was basically that. Because I knew in that moment, the fans, the Flacco fever, the T-shirts, they were not bringing him back. Right. It was over.
Right.
It was over. And it did leave the way the season ended, where he was so rough to end that season. It kind of left a football out for them a little bit, where it's like, you know, he's a nice old man, but things have changed here, and maybe he was going to turn into a pumpkin. But
you're talking about the playoff game in specific.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, you can look at the two pick sixes, and the defense was terrible that day. I mean, they were just completely off the mark, and I think part of that was because of the secondary being depleted. I mean, Ronnie Hickman, God bless him, you just can't put him in a one-on-one situation or he's going to get burned. Mm-hmm. But regardless of that, I thought in that Bears game, that's it. That he's not going to be back here next year because you got people buying this guy's jersey. You know, there was the Hartville flea market signing where they were lined up out the door waiting for like an hour to go get his autograph. And I'm thinking, they are never, ever going to bring him back. You got a $230 million franchise quarterback right there. You have people who were in the stands during the Green Bay game and the Vikings game wearing Joe Flacco jerseys. Not a chance in hell. And I said that, and I said it multiple times, and people didn't want to believe me, but I told them it was true. And I know that people said that, well, Joe Flacco's open to coming back. Of course, Joe Flacco was open to coming back. They were not open to having him back. It was not going to happen. And Joe Flacco probably knew that personally.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing to bring back a quarterback that has success and bring him back into a lesser role, which is now, Joe Flacco had success. I think the Joe Flacco experience was always going to end the way it did end because the entire time, Joe Flacco was Joe Flacco. We remember the good moments, but he had a lot of pick sixes. He had a lot of plays that didn't necessarily make sense, even in that Jets game where they won on Thursday night down in the stadium, clinched a playoff berth. It was an awesome moment. He threw pick six in that game. That's who he was week in and week out. He was that same guy.
Regardless, that's whole backstory is to set this up. Yesterday, Mary Kay had said that the Browns are interested in not keeping four quarterbacks on the roster. DTR's position is solid, even though last week I think they were open to moving DTR, according to Zach Jackson, and then Mary Kay had reported yesterday that they are open to moving Tyler Huntley and they're open to moving Jameis Winston. And immediately it started to spread like wildfire. I have to tell you right now, Jameis is a good quote. If you're looking at the play throughout the preseason, which you're playing with backups, understandable. He's had some fun years, Jameis has. They are not moving from they would not entertain a trade with Jameis Winston for the same reasons they would have entertained a trade for Joe Flacco, or they would have just let go of Joe Flacco. It is not that same situation.
Correct.
It is not. I can't say it without trying to make Joe Flacco look bad. Joe Flacco was here on a team where you had a guy who was not in the building on the mend. He was recovering from surgery. It was easy to take over that team. They were in the late stages of the season. They're trying to make a playoff push. Things change over time. You have a magic that guy has that, yeah, if the new guy, or if, excuse me, if the starting franchise quarterback were to come back and not play well, it has a tendency to certainly divide the fan base and certainly divide the locker room. I do not believe that Jameis Winston has any of that or is intending on any of that, or the Browns believe he has any of that. I think, honestly, he's had a little bit of a rough preseason, and I think that they are open to, well, let's see what somebody is willing to offer. If they want to make him their starting quarterback and we can get something decent here, maybe we'd be willing to do so. That said, I would not trade him. I would not trade Jameis Winston. But the reasons for trading Jameis Winston are not the same for letting go of Joe Flacco.
No, there would have been people had Joe Flacco re-signed with the Browns this past winter. There would have been people that almost no matter
what. It'd have been a spicy offseason on this show, I can tell you that.
That almost no matter what Deshaun Watson does, that would be calling for Joe Flacco to replace him because they think Joe Flacco has this magic that they can't replace and that Joe Flacco can summon at any time. And that's just not true. Jameis Winston doesn't have that. I do think their playing styles are somewhat similar. If you just want to look at them as football players, I think Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston have some similarities there in terms of how loose they can be with the football, some of the mind-boggling turnovers that they make, the chances that they will take that sometimes do work out and create awesome plays. I think they have a similar skill set. But I don't think that for as good of a quote as Jameis Winston is, as goofy as he is, as funny as he is, as much as we all love those pregame speech videos that the team puts out every week of him, no one's going to call for him to replace, I shouldn't say nobody, few people are going to call for him to replace Deshaun Watson no matter what happens with Deshaun Watson. And part of that is because while wearing a Browns helmet, while wearing a Browns uniform, he's not done anything of substance. He's not done anything. I don't think he's looked great in the preseason, as you mentioned. I don't think people have a ton of faith in him to begin with.
With all those reasons, would you be willing to trade him? I said no.
I would. Yeah,
you would trade him.
I would be willing to. Now, I'm not giving him away. I'm not doing this for nothing. I think that the backup quarterback market is one that the Browns, one, are in a good position. I do have more faith in DTR than I did last year because he's got NFL experience. I think he's a promising young quarterback, a guy that can stick around in the league for a long time as a backup. Tyler Huntley, I think, has some solid experience as well. With DTR, knowing this offense, having been around last year, helps a lot. And then when you look at what do you think you could get more from? Because I don't think the difference in caliber of quarterback is that drastic from Jameis Winston to Tyler Huntley. I don't think it's that big. What could bring you back more in a trade, Jameis or Tyler Huntley? That answer is probably Jameis because of the experience he has as a starter. So
I think it's without a doubt it would be Jameis.
I would be willing to trade Jameis Winston. Now, I'm not giving him away for a bag of balls, but I'd be willing to do it.
I wouldn't at all.
Why?
I wouldn't at all.
Why?
When are you talking about trading him? Because even by the trade deadline, I don't think I'd be willing. No, absolutely not. From what I learned last year about that, no, they'd be a foolish. I'm not trying to call you a fool, but I guess I did. I think that'd be a foolish thing to do. It'd just be a foolish thing. After what we all learned last year, they went into last season with no plan as their backup quarterback, and they somehow lucked their way in. And I mean, so that you got to be lucky. Mm-hmm. They lucked their way into bringing in a guy who, it started with a picture of him looking bewildered in the middle of the night on a plane on a flight to Cleveland and ended with them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen twice. There is not a chance in hell the hierarchy with the Cleveland Browns would allow such a thing to happen. I don't believe it, and if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be beside myself. I cannot. No, there is nobody in the league that believes that Deshaun Watson is going to go all 17 games.
Sure.
There's nobody in this room that can look me in a straight eye and say that he's going to go 17 games. I need the very best, and I think that Jameis Winston, if he were to play with the ones, is still a better option than DTR or Tyler Huntley, and I can go and I can win football games with Jameis Winston. And I think that he, because of his work with Sean Payton in the past, where he did have to kind of get centered, I think it would help with him and Ken Dorsey and Kevin Stefanski. His talent shows, his experience shows, if you're trying to make the playoffs this year, you're not going to get all 17 games out of Deshaun Watson. I just don't believe it's going to happen. I got to have the very best that I can have as a backup. There's not a chance in hell I'd trade Jameis Winston. No.
How many games do you need out of Deshaun Watson? Because I think that is the question here. If you want or not want to trade Jameis Winston, that is something you need to answer. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.